This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd. Today we began the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah. And of course Surah Al-Baqarah is a surah that all of us are familiar with. It is the longest surah in the entire Qur'an. And it is a surah that whose revelation began at the very beginning of the Madani phase, and it continued to last until the end of the Madani phase. So in fact, Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed over a period of almost 9 years, although the bulk of it came down immediately after the Hijrah. And Surah Al-Baqarah, the primary theme, the one main motif of the entire surah, is to prove that the religion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a continuation of the previous revelations, and it is the final and the perfect revelation to mankind. So Surah Al-Baqarah is meant to prove that the Islam that is revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the same Islam that was revealed to Moses and to Jesus and to all of the prophets before, and that this Islam, with all of its laws and its theology and its legal rulings, because Surah Al-Baqarah is the only surah that mentions each and every one of the arkan, from tawheed to the salah to the zakah to the fasting of Ramadan to the hajj, and it mentions all of the pillars of iman. So this religion is the final religion and the perfect religion sent to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in today's short khatir, I wanted to emphasize in particular a small passage that begins with verse number 21 onwards. And to understand this passage, we have to quickly go over the first 20 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. The first 20 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah deals with the relationship of mankind to the final revelation. The first verse of Baqarah is what? Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book. So this book, what is the relationship of mankind with this book? You have three groups of people. The first group are those who believe in the book. And these are the believers. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And Allah describes the believers. The second group are those who reject the book. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who reject, those who don't believe in the book. Then Allah describes them. And then the third category are those who are doubtful about the book, or they pretend to believe and they don't in reality believe. And these are of course the hypocrites. These three categories take up the first 20 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these two, three verses will be the bulk of my khatira today. Ya ayyuha an-nas, u'budu rabbakum. O mankind, worship your Rabb. This verse is the first verse in the Quran that is, number one, a khitab, an address, O mankind. Number two, a command, worship. So the first address in the Quran is to all of mankind. And the first commandment in the Quran is to worship the Rabb of mankind. And this simple phrase, O mankind, worship your Lord, summarizes the entire purpose of the Qur'an. It summarizes the life and times of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It summarizes the message of Islam. So simple, O mankind, worship your Lord. And the meaning of worship is to humble oneself and to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship or ibadah entails humbling oneself to the commandments of the one that you worship. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, worship your Rabb, in order to emphasize, we're not just worshiping any entity. Allah doesn't even mention His name. He doesn't say, u'budullah in this verse. He says, u'bud rabbakum. Worship your Rabb, to emphasize we are worshiping the one who has all the names and attributes of perfection. Because Rabb means the one who cherishes, the one who sustains, the one who creates, the one who has every attribute of perfection. So we worship the one who has every attribute of perfection. So He is worthy of being worshipped because He is the Rabb. Worship your Rabb. And remember, what does the Quran begin with? All praise belongs to the Rabb. Alhamdulillah. And as a part of that praise, we must worship the one who has this praise. So, u'budu rabbakum. Worship the one who is your Rabb. And we said the meaning of Rabb is the one who has all attributes of perfection. So the Rabb is the owner. The Rabb is the master. The Rabb is the cherisher. The Rabb is the sustainer. So because He is the Rabb, we need to worship Him. So why do we worship Allah? These series of verses mentions three reasons. Number one, because He is the Rabb. So we worship Allah because He is the being of perfection. He is the Rabb. Number two, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, that He has created us and created those before us. So, no doubt the one who has brought about our existence has our right of ultimate obedience. The one who has created us from nothing deserves our ultimate respect. So we worship Allah because He is the one who has created us. O mankind, worship your Lord. Number one, who has created you and those before you. And the meaning of those before you implies that there was a beginning. Because anytime there's a people before, so this is not going to go on for infinity. Because as we know, infinity does not actually exist. Every time Allah is mentioning those before you, this means there's a finite number of generations. And therefore, in the next passage, Allah talks about the story of Adam. How did all of mankind begin? O mankind, worship your Lord, who created you and those before you. And then the next reason we worship Him, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can achieve taqwa. Now here, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ has two meanings. The first meaning of taqwa here is the famous meaning that we're all familiar with, which is to attain the consciousness of Allah. So what is the purpose of worship? We are now fasting, we're praying, we're reading Quran. What is the purpose of all of these rituals? If somebody asks us, why are you fasting? Why are you praying an hour and a half every single night? Why? Allah mentions the reason of worship is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can achieve the consciousness of Allah. You can always be aware of Allah, achieve a level of piety. And when we have that level of taqwa, when we have that level of God consciousness, this makes our life spiritually fulfilled. It makes our life worth living. And the second meaning of لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may be saved. Saved from what? From the punishment of Allah. So تَتَّقُونَ here also means worship your Lord so that you can be saved. Then Allah goes on, أَلَّذِي جَعَلَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. Your Lord has created you. He is your Rabb. He wants you to achieve consciousness. And then He mentions, He is the one that has made this whole world a vast carpet for you, a land, an abode that you walk on. And He has made the heavens a canopy. And He has sent down rain. So Allah mentions, worship Me because I am merciful unto you. Worship Me because everything that you need to live, I am providing for you. Your land, your air, the oceans, the rain that comes down, I am the one who is giving this to you. So in this small paragraph and passage, Allah Azza wa Jal emphasizes the concept of worship and why are we worshiping Allah. And then the final point of my khatira, then after this Allah mentions, if you don't believe this Quran, if you're in doubt as to this Quran, فَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا, then what is the ultimate evidence that this religion is true? What is the ultimate evidence that this prophet is true? This Quran that I have revealed unto you, it is a miracle. And you will not be able to bring anything similar to it. The Quran is a living miracle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Quran at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. And here as well, if you're in any doubt as to this revelation, then bring the Quran similar unto it. So as we begin our recitation of the Quran for this month of Ramadan, let us keep this verse in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if you're in any doubt, if you're not sure about the truth of the religion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is one ultimate challenge and proof. And that is this Quran. This Quran is inimitable. It is unchallengeable. It is unique. Nothing can be similar to it. And Allah then says, if you want to bring forth all of your help, bring your false gods, bring all of mankind, and see if you can produce even the smallest chapter similar unto the Quran. And the miracle of the Quran, we shall talk about this later on over and over again. But subhanAllah, its mere recitation is a miracle. The impact the Quran has on our hearts is a miracle. Its memorization by Arab and Ajam, Arab and non-Arab, is a miracle. The fact that it is understood and pondered and nobody tires of listening to it, nobody tires of reciting it, the fact that its Arabic is so beautiful, the pinnacle of eloquence, The fact that the Quran contains within it scientific facts, moral values, ethical values, theologies, the stories of the previous nations, all of these Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, there is no question or doubt that this book is a book from the divine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began Surah Al-Baqarah by talking about the Quran and the relationship of people to the Quran, believer, unbeliever, and hypocrite. And then he emphasizes the purpose of the Quran, and that is the worship of Allah who has created us and those before us, who has been merciful to us, who is our Lord. And then he says, and I challenge you, if you have any doubt, that bring the Quran that is similar unto this. Not just the Quran, one surah. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. The three verses, which is the smallest surah. See if you can bring something similar to it. And then Allah concludes this section by mentioning two other facets of theology or belief, and that is belief in Jahannam and belief in Jannah. If you don't do this, then فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ and وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. So notice in these two pages how much information and theology and beautiful wisdom is packed. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will continue commenting on Surah Al-Baqarah and our verses that we continue tomorrow. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.